The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the Labour Party is lodging an appeal this week to try to prevent the development of 140 apartments on the site of Besborough's mother and baby home in Cork. A protest has also been planned for outside Leinster House this evening. Labour Party Senator Laura Harman will be speaking at that protest later, and she's here with me in the studio. I'm also joined on the line by Carmel Cantwell, whose mother gave birth to a son, William, who's believed to be buried in Besborough. And you're both welcome. Thank you for being with us. Carmel, can I come to you first on this? The news that the planning permission was granted, what did you make of it?
Well, I was initially I was quite shocked because planning had been refused before and I couldn't see any reason why it would go through this time. So, we were quite shocked, very disappointed.
And do you believe that this site should never be developed? Is that your bottom line?
Yeah, that is. I mean, originally the site was 210 acres. 150 acres have already been given up to housing, retail centres, offices, you know. So this is the last remaining 60 acres that surround the Besborough House. We think that there are burials all over. We have witnesses that have said so, witnesses that have signed affidavits and gone to the Commission of Investigation. And we really feel that it should be preserved in their memory, as well as in memory of all those women and children, nearly 19,000 that went through Besborough. Many were separated through forced adoption. There's so much trauma in that land, in that area, that we need to do something significant to show that we care and honour them properly.
And I would imagine you also need a definitive answer around, you know, what is on that site.
Yes, I really think that we should be investigating. There's definitely certain areas that I would question and I would like to see investigated. I've actually asked for a director of authorised intervention 4 times now, but the trouble is it's a catch-22. You need to find a body before you can trigger that to happen.
Mm-hmm. And this is the difference between what's happening in Besborough and what happened in Tuam, because once remains are identified, that triggers a sequence of events that hasn't happened in Besborough. Isn't that the missing piece here?
Yes, exactly. It's like our dead don't matter. They're invisible. You know, it's just terrible. I mean, actually, 859 missing children. Yeah, I think it's a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. Laura, let's bring you in on this. I mean, you firmly believe as well that the development should be stopped, despite the fact that there are very many conditions attached to this planning permission. A qualified archaeologist has to be there, a forensic archaeologist must be there, a forensic anthropologist, and all work must cease if human remains are discovered. That doesn't go far enough, you believe?
Absolutely not. And I agree entirely with Carmel. And my Labour Party colleague, Councillor Peter Horgan, is lodging the appeal along with Carmel in relation to this. And I think, look, we're very clear in the Labour Party. This is a national site of conscience. It should be turned into a memorial in order to have healing, I think, for survivors and for the country in terms of our dark, shameful past in relation to how we treated women, in relation to how we treated pregnancy. I think we need to bring this to light. And part of that should include a survey of the site. We need to have the truth here. And the conditions don't go far enough in terms of the application. I mean, saying that they will stop the diggers if they find juvenile remains is not enough. That's an afterthought to me. I think it's a further kick in the teeth to survivors. It's absolutely not acceptable. And the Commission of Investigation previously stated as well that it was highly likely that there are many unmarked graves on this site. So I think we need to deal with this respectfully in terms of survivors. I mean, Besborough only closed in 1998. This is very recent history. My own mother was a single mother in the 80s. She knew people that went to Besborough. I mean, no matter what a woman did at the time, if she was unmarried, I think shame was put upon them in terms of pregnancy. I mean, this is something we haven't really reckoned with fully as a country.
And Laura, can you explain to us where is the block when it comes to doing a proper survey on the Besborough site as it stands now?
Well, I think that there is no block in the sense that I think if the state wants to step in, you know, if there is will there. And I mean, I've been raising this with ministers. I'll be raising it with the Minister for Children in the Shannon tomorrow morning. They need to be able to step in relation to this. You know, I guess it's different to Tuam in that, as you say, they said in the Commission of Investigation in terms of Besborough that it's highly likely that there are unmarked graves there. Mm-hmm. So we know this, you know, survivors know this. They need answers. And we can't just allow this to go ahead. We can't have diggers on this site. This should be a memorial park. It should be an education centre so that we can learn about our history. And we can't allow this in Cork. It absolutely needs to be stopped. And the Labour Party has been campaigning on this for many, many years in terms of full justice for survivors and the 19,000 plus women and children that went through Besborough and other places across the country.
Well, you know, I mean, we think about Catherine Corliss when we think about Tuam. It's the first name that pops into our head. But, you know, because of Catherine and the work that she did, the burial site was identified at Tuam. That then triggered all of the actions that we see happening right now. Essentially, that's the part of the Besborough jigsaw that you're missing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I mean, I think the way to deal with that is to do a survey and for the state to, you know, commission a full survey of the site. It's not up to private developers to do that. We shouldn't be leaving it up to diggers, having an archaeologist on site to see if remains are being found, or going through the soil looking for bones is not the way to do that mm-hmm. with diggers. The way to do it is in a respectful way. And I mean, these survivors have been traumatised enough. I mean, this is adding trauma on top of trauma. And that's where we're having the protest today at Leinster House at 5:30.
Okay, Carmel, can I ask you about that trauma and the impact that it's still having on families like yours?
Yeah, I mean, look, my mother's 83 now, and it affects her so much. I mean, when you start talking to her about baby William and her horrific experience at Besborough, she breaks down and cries every single time. It's horrendous for her, and her whole journey has been horrendous. I mean, actually, we discovered in 2019 from the Commission's report that baby William was actually buried in Carr's Hill, even though the nuns took my mother to the graveyard there and told her that he was there. So for 30 years, we've been visiting that area. And my mum gets some peace going there because she said it's Besborough is the last place she held her baby. It's the last place she saw him alive. She was never given any choice to look after him, to attend his funeral or to be with him after that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very traumatic for her.
She spoke about her time in Besborough. She said, didn't she, that she was worked to the bone up to the day that she went into labour.
Yeah, there was never she said she was never allowed to be idle for one moment. She would be put on labour duty as well. So as a 17-year-old girl with no midwifery experience, she was expected to look after girls in labour. And if you were waiting for someone to go in labour, you couldn't be idle. You had to be on your hands and knees scrubbing. You know, at 9 months pregnant herself, she never got any antenatal care. The midwife that attended her was totally incompetent and gave her an injection with a dirty needle, which caused the infection that that she nearly died from. And also, we believe that was passed on to the baby. Mm-hmm. The baby didn't get immediate care, and it was 2 weeks before they sent him to hospital, even though my mother begged and begged for him to be seen by a doctor.
Yeah. And I'm just, I know you mentioned the figure earlier, but we have messages coming in from people who say we need these homes. You know, we have a housing crisis. But I go back to that figure that you mentioned earlier of 859 children, the remains of whom are still missing. The likelihood is, many believe, including yourself, that they are buried on the grounds of Besborough. So to those people, Carmel, who say, as this message does, put a plaque on the wall and build the flats, the poor women who died in Besborough and the babies wouldn't want to punish today's homeless people by depriving them of homes. What do you say to that?
Oh, look, these children were ignored and they were forgotten for too long. You know, I didn't even find out that I had a brother until I was in my 30s. This is a place of trauma that should be preserved. Do you really want to have apartments sitting over all this trauma, these prospective graveyard? Would you build over Grasnevin? Would you, you know, we need a memorial. And as I said earlier, 150 acres has already been given over to housing and apartments and hospital and, you know, shopping facilities. And as we speak, there are a building going on outside the gates of Besborough. This was former land. It's a cul-de-sac. The community needs green spaces also. This mm-hmm. would be a nice legacy, I think, to give back to the community.
Yeah, I have another listener who says that they were adopted in Besborough in the 70s. They haven't traced their parents for various reasons, but they believe there should be no development on the site. I know the place well. I was involved in fundraising for them in the 80s, and in hindsight, I wish I could take that back. But they say at least, the very least, there should be detailed surveys in advance. This is very painful for everyone, and there doesn't seem to be any understanding of that pain. So your ask, Laura, is that the development is stopped now, and are you calling for that work, for that survey, the examination of the site to happen?
Yes, absolutely. I think we need to stop all development on the site. We need to have a survey of it, and we need to ensure that survivors and the public get the truth as to what is, you know, buried in Besborough. And we need to have, you know, proper dignity for those survivors, like Carmel, you know, all across the country and abroad as well, the amount of people that went through it. And I think we need answers. And I would put it to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, as well, from Cork, who regularly attends the memorials, you know, at Besborough and has expressed support for survivors. I would put it to him as well to intervene here, to step in and to turn this into a national site of conscience. And, you know, I'm proud of the Labour Party's stance on this, working with local councillor Peter Horrigan, who's launching, you know, an appeal in relation to this. And we won't stop.
All right. And the protest is happening this evening outside Leinster House. Senator Laura Harman, thank you for coming in. And Carmel Cantwell, thank you very much for speaking to us on the phone and for telling us about William and telling us about your mother too.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.